We are on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Let us again start the Gemara. Omar Rove. Rove said, Hoysel Lefonov Kikir Shel Hefke. A person had in front of him a Kikir Shel Hefke, the Omar. And he said, Kikir Zu Hegdish. And he said this Kikir should become Hegdish. So we have problems already. How can one be Magdish a Kikir Shel Hefke? That we'll see in the Ran and in the Rosh. Not lo, lo ichlo. Now, he took it to eat. Moal lefi kulo. So his moyel, the din mila is on the whole Shabbos of the Kikka. Lo hirisha lebonov. If he did not take it for himself, he took it leirisha lebonov moal lefitoyves hano shebo. Now let us see the Ram. Omar Rove, hoysa lefonov kikir shal hefker v'omar kikir zu hegdish notla leochlo moal lefikula. So Ba'emison Rove is telling us dine mi'ile. If he wants to take it lo'ochlo, he wants to take a l'risha lebonov. So why do we need this hakdome of kikir shel hefke? Why do he have to say it was a kikir shel hefke? Hayde noket lo bekikir shel hefke, v'loy noket le bekikir sheloy. Let's talk about the same aloches, but it was kikir sheloy. Shehoy so imedes bechatzer. There was a kikir in his chotzer. V'hikdisho, and he was magdish the kikir. And then it matters, it was not lolochlo, not lolrisho labono, mishim de bechiyai gabno. If that would be the case, it was his kikir, and that was in his chotzer, not lolochlo loimo. If he would have picked it up to eat, he would not be moil. The kivin, the mikame hegdish sheloi hoiso, since before he was magdish it was his. Ula'acha hegdish gamkein b'rshusay emedes, after the hegdish, it is still standing in his rishus. Havalei kegizbo shel hegdish. So this person is equivalent to a gizbo shel hegdish. Now, before we go further, let's just appreciate how he became a gizbar overnight. He became, since it's his kikar, it was in his rishus, so he became like a gizbar shel hegdish, and then the Ran will elaborate what dinim applied by a gizbar. So I saw in Birchas Avrom, that if a person is magdish, a chayfetz, he becomes midina ashayma lechayfetz shel hegdish. Every magdish a chayfetz is ashayma. Olachain rishusoy kirshus hegdish legabei zeh. So just like I think he means, that by every Shema, the Rosh Hashanah brings down, a Rabbeinu Yoine. And then the Rosh himself says the Sforim. That, the halacha is, what is the din if Reuven will have a Pekodin by Shimon? And Shimon is Mekabel Achayis. Will Reuven be over Bal Yeroah? Will the mafkid be over bal yiro? If the nifkad is mekabel achayis, so the others want to say there's a problem because it has to be bebeisoy. So the Rosh says, no, the nifkad is mashal mekoymoy to the mafkid, so it's considered beisoy. Al koponim, that is from the obligations of a shemel, that he has to, that his chiyuv shmire goes, that he has to be mashal amokim for the mafkid. So now, if every magdish becomes a shema, And the Shmira is till he brings it to Rishus Hekdesh. So now Pshat is I'm a Shomer on it, and it's mutal on me to shtel it to Hekdesh. So the Rishus that it finds itself is Nishal Hekdesh. He brings a lotion of the Tosfos Rit, is Avid Shomer Ilave. B'zeh Mashme Kidvoreinu. So al koponim, so if it would have been my chayfetz and I magdish it, and perhaps we could say a little more, we mentioned the Shitas HaRambam is that if a person says in every harei zu, there's a harei olai. That means I'm saying this should be hegdish, and also there lies on me a chiyuv to make sure that it'll be delivered to hegdish. That means not a reizu, this is hegdish a guten tog. There's a harei olai to see that a reizu should be niskayim. So not only should be niskayim that should become hegdish, no, that the whatever the hegdish is mechayiv, it's mutal on me to do. So Memele, so if it is in his Rishus, it wasn't his Rishus, and he was Magdishit, so the Mokim automatically is Mushal Ligavoya, and it's Mutal on him, he becomes a Gizbo. A Gizbo is also the same thing, he's a Shomer of Hegdish. So his Rishus is Mushal Hegdish. So now let us find out what's the lochus of a gizbo. Damrinim b'soif perikam dechagigi shim notal dovo shel hegdish liskeis boy. If a gizbo took a dovo shel hegdish for himself, he didn't know that this was hegdish. Loimol mishum demi ikore nami birshusei koi bahashte nami birshusei. That means when the Gizbor is taking, since als his tafkid als Gizbor, so verkehrt, it's mutal on him to watch it for Hegdish, so Yodoy and Rishusoy is Rishus Hegdish. That is Pshat, because he's mutal, it's mutal all of the Shomroy. Before he took it, it was his Rishus, which is Rishus Gavoya. Vashtanami Bershusai, so he's taking it, it's also Bershusai. Vein Mila Behegdish, Ela Bemaitzi, Mershus Hegdish, Lushus Acher. That's Mila. Mila is Aitzor Mershus, Shini Rishus. But the Gizbo, since his whole, the bias and the mokim and he himself is that it's mushal hegdish, so by taking it, before he did anything, it's not called a tzor from the previous rishus. So memeile, umali b'chatzeiroi, umali b'yodai. So what's the difference that Ran said when it was in his chotzer? And whose rishus was it? It wasn't Rishus Hegdish, because Rishus was Mushal Hegdish. So now he himself, which also becomes a Shomer on it, it's also called, so taking it from my chutz into my hand, even though I have intentions of eating it, but Kozman, I don't eat it, it's called, it's still in the Oisei Rishus Shohoya Adato. So Memele, so there wouldn't be a Din Mele. That's why the Gemara did not speak about a case that a person had his own kikir, and he was Magdish's own kikir, that was Bershusai, because then these halachas b'chlal are not applicable. L'hochi noket lei b'kikir shel hefker. So that's why we're speaking about a kikir shel hefker. So now we have a kikir shel hefker, so now we have a problem. How can it be Magdish a kikir shel hefker? It's not yours. Zok deran, let's look at the Gemara. Oisa lefonov kikah shel hefke. The kikah shel hefke was lefonov. Shahoisa Aimedes Teich Dalad Amoisot. He was standing in this Dalad Amis. She Koines Loi Bechol Mokem. That Dalad Amis is Koine. Umishim Hochi. Ki Omar Kikezu Hegdish Chayo. So then the Hegdish is Chal. Umagdish Ze Loi Zocha Boy Me Oilom. Napshat is that he was Koine with Dalad Amis, and then he's Magdish. Because if he's kind of with Dalad Amis, so we're back where we started from. So Vaita, he became a Gizba, he's a Shema. It was first his, and then he was Magdish it, and so Vaita would be, so Gizba that takes it is Loimo. So we are speaking about that he never had intentions to be Zeiche, this Kika, for himself with the Dalad Amis. The Afal Gav, the Oma, the Perekama, the Bob Metzia, the Dalad Amis, Shal Odom, Koine Shloi, Afiluk Loyoma Ekne, Sofrektach, the Ram, what do you mean he wasn't kind? You don't have to have Kabona Liknais. That was Atakonas Chachomin, that Dalad Amis is Koine. Hochi Shani. Mishum de Kivan the Omar Kika Zu Hegdish. He said, I want this Kika to be Hegdish. Goli Adate de la Hegdish Nichale de Likni. He wants that Hegdish should be kind of with these Dalad Amis. He has Dalad Amis, and he wants Hegdish should be kind of with these Dalad Amis. Lidi de Lainich. I don't want to be kinder for myself. I'm saying Kika Zu Hegdish. Not I Magdish the Kika. This is not my Kika to be Magdish. But I want that it should become Shel Hegdish. Are you Davies Dalad Amis? Vigili Daiti Kai Mahanik in the Mukha Sugida Hosa. Let us just say a few more hagdomis to understand. The Ran is telling us in a small amount of words, a multitude of halachis. There's a machlekes arishainim, machlekes tachsach mer deran and the Ramban. We have a takone dalad amei shel odom koines loy. A person is afilu b'shusarabim. It was a takone for, but they made it by get, they made it by metziya. Now, so they made a takone that if something is in the dalad amos, he's koine. Now, there's a machlokes, how the mechanics of this halacha. How does Dalad Amis work? The Shitas HaRamban is that Chazal said, Hefke doesn't Hefke, Chazal said that if something is in my Dalad Amis, automatically it belongs to me. So the Takonis Chachomim was on the Chayfetz HaNimtza B'soich Dalad Amis Shalom. That's the Shitas HaRamban. The Shitas Horan is that the Takona was that the Dalad Amis belongs to me. And the Chayvitz is not through the Takona's Chachamim. The Chayvitz belongs to me because it's in my Chotzer. If the Dalad Amis are mine, automatically the Chayvitz belongs to me. Dachsach Mir, the Ramban asks Akashe, if it's a takon and the chayfetz, so how does it help by get? By get, he throws it into a dalad amis. It's known, it's not v'nosam b'yoda. The chum said it belongs to you, but there's no nesine. So how does it work? So the Ramban says, Merde kechedushin, kol the mekadosh hadayte, the rabon the mekadosh, v'akpin the rabon the kedushim, and so if he throws into the dalad amis, so then, they were Matki the Kedush. According to the Ran, there's no problem. According to the Ran, they made a takone that it's her Dalad Amis. If it's her Dalad Amis, so fashtaitzach, so he threw it to her chotzer. Now, the Ram Lishitosai could say what he's saying over here. That means the Ram holds that the Takana was that they made it his Chotza. Now let's analyze Chotza Mishum Yadis Raboy. That means that my Chotza is like my Yad. So just like with my Yad, I can be kinder with my Yad for myself. I can be kinder with my Yad from someone else. I might be a Metzila Chaveri, Kona Chaveri also. I can make a Maise Kinyan, and with this Maise Kinyan, the results of the Kinyan should not be for me, should be for someone else. So the Ran says this whole Cheshbon, that since Chazal were misakin, that I could be kinder through these Daladamas, not only could I be kinder for myself, but these Daladamas, which is equivalent to my Yad, I be kinder for Hegdish, I'm kinder for Hegdish, it's kilo, I might be it from Hegdish. Now, the Ran says another vote over here, the Ran says that he can do this. He's bekoyach to do it. V'gilui daiti kehai mahani kedemuchach sugye dohosa. That if he doesn't want to be kind himself, he's not kind kedemuchach sugye dohosa. Now, the Bayelus HaShachar is mo'ira a very choshe v'ho'ore. Now, the Ram is telling us Bikiyas from a Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara in Bav Metzia says, it says, Nofal, if a person fell over the Peya or the Vishal Hefka, or fell over a Metzia, Ubo Achav and Notloy, it belongs to the second one. But there's no, because there's no Kinyan of Nefila, so Memeli fell over the Metzia, fine. So, you know, someone goes and schleps up underneath him, he's kind. Fregt the Gemara, but let him be kind with the Aladamas. I mean, forget about Nefil, let him be kind with the Aladamas. So the Gemara answers, Goli daite bin Nefila nechale liknuye, bid Aladamas loy nechale liknuye. Why did he fall? So from his act, sometimes actions speak louder than words. From his actions, we see he does not want to be kinder with Aladamas. Or else, as if the fool, he wants to be kinder with Nefila. There's no kinyan of Nefila. There's no kinyan of Nefila. So, Memele, so he wasn't kinder. So the second one who slept it away is kinder. That's a Gemara in Bav Metzia. Now, the Rishonim see a chiddush from over there. There's two ways how to learn pshat in that gemara. What is pshat betalad ames loy nichalei delikni? So other Rishonim learn pshat. So it's like ki'ilu, he said, I efshi betakonas chachamim. That means, if you see, he's making a nefila, so it's a yefshi betakonas chachamim. No, if he yefshi betakodes chachomen, some emailer, so then if you don't want it, so you don't have the daladamas. That's one way to learn pshat. Now, the Ram stells to, if he doesn't want to be kinder, so it helps, like the Gemara says above Metzia. The Ram Zicha didn't learn like that, because if it's a yefshi betakodes chachomen, she doesn't have daladamas for hegdishos. So there's another mahalach how to learn in that Gemara. There's another mahalach in Rishayim. They learn pshat. The Daladamas is here. But I don't want to be kinder with this Kinyan. I don't want to be kinder with this Kinyan. So I want to be kinder. I want to be kinder than Metziah. But I don't want to be kinder with this Kinyan. So you can do such a thing. That means I don't say that, listen, if you want to be kinder and you're making the kinyan, automatically you're kinder. No. If I don't want to be kinder with daladamas, so I want to be kinder and I'm making a kinyan daladamas, but I want to be kinder with daladamas. So I'm a male, you're not kinder with daladamas. So the Ram is saying the same thing over here. I don't want to be koina for myself. I want to be koina for something, for Hegdish. So the shaila is, why do you need a dimyan from that gemara? That gemara is a big chiddush. You want to be koina, and you have dalad dama. So maybe in chotzes koina shalem yidaita. So automatically you should be koina. Here, if you don't want to be koina, so what's the big deal? So I saw Nayela Sashachi says a Meiridike vote over here, which the Emerson, there's a Meiridike kasha from the Keren Eure. The Keren Eure asks a kasha, Choyso lefonov kiker shel hegdish. Va'oma kiker zu hegdish. Now let's fatayish the Gemara. Choyso lefonov kiker shel hegdish means, what does lefonov mean? It was in his Dalad Amas. I used to look on the Kikr Shal Hegdish. Va'oma, and he said, Kikr Zu Hegdish. So he said Kikr Zu Hegdish when it was already in his Dalad Amas. So Kan Shoyil Aben, and this is the Keraneir asks this Kasha, she doesn't understand the whole Cheshbin of the Ram. He asks, before he said Kikr Zu Hegdish, he should have been kind ready with Dalad Amas. We have a seder over here. Hoysa lefonov kikar shel hegdish vi omar. After was lefonov, he said kikar zu hegdish. So he should have been kind of with dalad amas. Now we're back where we started from. So he's a gizbar and there shouldn't be any mila. As if karanei rakash, heblai payakash. So the Bichas Avrom says, the Bichas Avrom at Safan for the karanei rakash, he wants to say, that if later I said that I don't want the Dalet Amis to be koine for myself, I want it to be koine for Hegdish, so it works retroactively, which is a Meridike Chiddush. That means even though the Gilui Das, we only had this Gilui Das, till he said Arezo Hegdish, it was 5 seconds in his Dalet Amis already. But when he says, Arezu Hegdish, so he's showing he never wanted to be koine with this Dalet Amis for himself. So retroactively, he never was koine with the Dalet Amis. So Tayela Sashachel, so this Daran, this is a big Hiddish, it's not Poshit. So he says, Daran brought a raya from the Gemara Bo Metzia, Nofal Ala Metzia, until he fell, was also in his Dalet Amis. So you see that it works retroactively. So Memela, that's why the Ran, but the Ran had to bring a Gemara. He couldn't say it by himself. So now we'll appreciate every word of the Ran. V'gilidata kehai. A gilidas like this, that was later. Mahani kidemuchach sugyadasa. He said this in a few words, but he said a lot. And now I can also be kind of Hegdish. He was never kind. So since he was never kind and never became a gizbo. Mishum hachi not lo ochel, mo lefikulo. Says my lefikulo. Shekivin shlei zoche boy meoylo. Now this was the whole golden glick that it's hefka. Einoi ke gizbol else. He never became a gizbol. He never became a shayma. So it never was b'rshus. His rishus was never rishus hegdish. And he took it, Haitziya Mishuk, Hegdish Mishum Hachimo. Lairisha Lebonov, Moa Lefitoibus Hanoshebo. What if he did not take it for himself? He took it, Lairisha Lebonov, not as Moa Lefitoibus Hanoshebo. The Kivin, the Loi Higviya Elo Lairisha Lebonov. When he picked it up, he did not pick it up only Lerisha Labona. V'loy sheyiknu oisa achshav. That means, if he would have picked it up that the children should be zoiche in it. So Memela, so he'd also be mol. He was moitzi in Meshus Hegdish, but he's the moitzi. So then, but he didn't do that. Vloishik noisa achshav, is therefore leinafke lechulim. Avo mikomo kemo lefi teives hano, lefi shema achshav yachziko leibon of teive, kivin shu magza lehoirisham. So Memela, the children will be indebted to him. That means, that's a chorus ha-toiv, help a maise, he found a kicker, who knows how long he'll be zecha tariche shamim v'shonim. Doesn't say that he was 119 now. And, but he's not the leirisha lebonov. But when, achameye ve'esrem, he'll be leirisha lebonov. So Memela, so they're maketoy, the tata trachtwegen sei, hat sei in sinne, they should have what to eat. His kivin shu marze leirishon, so Memela, they're maketoy, so how much is this hanol worth? Now they say good morning with a different ernstkeit, it said. The tata hat sei in sinne. So Memela, so how much this hakolas hatoyv is worth? How much is toyvus hanol is worth? It's worth something. So that's how much is moya. Ubonav my alim lechsheyaytziyu, and the bonim are moya lechsheyaytziyu. Now the achrayim have a tremendous problem over here. What does this mean? Not al lahirishay lebonav. What happened over here? He took it lahirishay lebonav. He didn't take it for himself. Because then it was be more connected kulon. He didn't take it for the children. That's the right more connected kulon. So, what's that? Not aloy rishay lebonov. Is daksach mir from bichas avrom baistois. Just like there's a musig, the Gemara says in Perek HaMafkid, kone poro likfelo. There's such a musig. So, it's my poro legabi keifu. That means that Reuven owns a poro. Legabi all other inyonim, it's Reuven's poro. Reuven can work with it, Reuven can shecht it, whatever it is. But, if a ganef will steal the poro and be mechayev keifu, it's Shimon's poro legabi kveila. Kone poro lekveila. So we see, we can split bailes on a chayfetz that for harishe it's Reuven's, for other things it's, but for kefil it's considered that the god, not he was kind of the kefil, he's kind of the porolik failer, the decalope is kind of, it's legabi kefil, it's my porol. So there's such a musik of a shir and the kinyan, that means legabi, this chus, it's mine. We've got to be all other things, it's yours. So, Dachsim, this is what the Bichas Avrom wants to say. Not al lahirishe lebonav. I don't want this. I don't want this kicker for myself. I want it, it should be mine, legabi lahirishe lebonav. That means, that's all. It shouldn't be mine to eat. It shouldn't be mine. It should be mine, lahirishe lebonav. And this is it's a shir on the bailas. That means it's mine only for this purpose. So how much is this bailas worth? You have a kika that you can't do anything with it because I didn't have kavanah to be kainet for any other purpose besides it should be mine leirisha labono. So how much is this bailas worth? This bailas is worth how much? I mean, it's he did it because he wanted that the children should be maketayv to him, that he's thinking about them. Yachziku lebonav toiv, it'll be maksik toiv to him, because he's thinking about them. So memele, so this bailus, he was koine leirisha lebonav, how much is this bailus worth? Bailus is worth, how much Tachzakas Taiva is worth. So that's how much he took away from Hegdish. So that's how much he's moil. That's Pshat in the Gemara. And the next line of the Ran, we'll see, we'll learn the next Gemara, we'll understand what the Ran is talking about. Now, I would just like to learn one shtickle. There's a famous Rabbi Lezer Mimitz that the Rosh brings down. So we won't learn the whole Rosh, but we'll learn the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the Yireyim. Now, this Rabbi Lezer Mimitz is that we see this in the Rosh. We see there's an asterisk, there's a star here on the left side. So if we'll go, the Rosh on the side, Peirush HaRosh. Peirush HaRosh on the side of the Gemara. So this is by the star, if we'll go up around five lines. Vehiksha Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, Amai Nokat Kikr Shal Hefke, Neima Oysa Lefonov Kikr Shal Hegdish. Why that Kayak? The whole thing, there was a Kikr Shal, forget it, and this passion is Taran's Taran, so there was a Hegdish to Kikr already, finished. Then he, not he was Magdish, it was any Upirish Bishema Rabbi Yitzhak, Sha Kikr Shal Hefker, Oysa Rechoyka Mimenu Harbe, Amir the Kechidish. That the Kikr Shel Hefke was far away from him. Ve'ein Odom Samuch Lo Sheyuchal Liskais Elohu. There was no one close to this Kikr. He was the closest. Omar Lech She'eske B'Kikr Zeh Tiye Hegdish. Kamash Malon V'chal Olav Hegdish Tekivin De B'yodai Liskais Boy. So now, we just have to explain what the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz is saying. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz is saying, we paskin, ein oda magda dover shalei baloylom, ein oda magdish dover shalei baloylom. So now, we have here a problem. How could I be magdish a kikr shel hefker? So, Kochi's not magdish it now. I'm magdish it when I'll be zeich in it. But there's still a problem. But you're not zeich in it yet. And so it's not yours yet. When you'll be zeich, that's a dovish loy beloy. How can you do it? But Rabbi Lezer Mimitz is up. But since it's biyodoy liskeis, this is a meiradike dovish loy beloy. It's biyodoy liskeis. No one's around. I can go, it'll take me 5 minutes to get there, oh, but no one's around. So I could go and pick it up and be zeichet. So since it's biyodai liskois, there's no chesorim of dover shaloi boloilam. So, memele, safil according to us, that we're chaylik on rameya, biyodai liskois enables me to make a maisa hegdish on a dover that's biyodai liskois. That's the chiddush of the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. Now, the Keren Oire asks Amir the Kekashe. He says he doesn't understand what happened according to Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. Yes, Akashe, what was the hegdish? Harezu hegdish, it's not that. How are you magdish it over Shloi Balam? You say, when I'll be zeich in it, so it should then become Hegdish. So he has to pick it up. Not loy liskeis boy. When he picked it up, he forgot about the whole thing. We're talking about he forgot about the whole thing. When he picked it up, he picked it up to eat it. So he never picked it up to be zeicher. He picked it up to eat it. So why should it become Hegdish? He says, automatically it will become Hegdish, because that's what he said, when I'll pick it up, when it'll become mine, it'll be Hegdish. So now he's asking, when he picked it up, it wasn't Hegdish yet. He picked it up to eat. So it didn't become his yet. So So when did it become Hekdish? That's his kasha. He picked it up later. I mean, if I wanted to be Zoich in it, so then automatically it becomes Hekdish. And yes, a kasha, like a kinyan lachalamid, you can be chayzer, cause man, it's not chal. So it's not the lech laochloi. So he has problems according to this. Abilezer mimitz, why it should be moil by the hegdish was chal. If he wants to eat it now, so he's chayzer from the whole hegdish. These are the ha'ores the Karneire asks on Abilezer mimitz. Now let's go to the next gemara. Boi minei rafchia bar ovin meirovin. Kikri olecho. A person said, Reuven said to Shimon, kikri olecho. That what? That I'm asking my kikra on you. V'nosna loy b'matone. And he gave it to him b'matone. So what's the shayla? Mal. Kikri amaloi. He said, my kikri should be also on you. Ki isei b'shusa yudi also. So it could be the whole iser is when it's kikri. I said, kikri also alecho. If I give it to you, so it's not kikri anymore. So it's not also. Eiduma alecho amaloi. No, it's also to you. Ilave. It's hegdish by you. It's a hegdish on you, even though it's not kikri anymore. Omalei, so he told them, I don't understand you. If he meant to say that it's only also the kikri when it's mine, when I give it to you, it's mutam. So what does he ask? So it's only also when it's mine. So when it's mine, how are you going to offer my kikra? My love, lafuki digondamine. But that means if you'll steal it, that's job shan the nether. If it's kikra and you'll steal it, then it's also. But if I give it to you, it's mutter, it doesn't make sense. So al kochoch the kikri is lav davke. Not the kikri is a tnai and the isa, it's only also when it's kikri. Because if that's the isa, so memele, so lamayin afkemine, or it's only negay when he'll steal it. The gondad mine migne, omaloi lafuki di asmenelo. No, there's an afkemine if he invited him to eat by him. We'll see a more dikizach in the Ran. Let's see the Ran. Boy minei rafchia bar oven merov. Now we can see the line before. For ho da aisi hochach memre der oven. Shim de domilei lahach boy, the boy minei rafchia bar oven. Riechi do hoche higdisha kika, vacharkach notlo lo ochle, he was magdish and then he ate it. Rabchi barovinami, osara kika vacharkach nosno lo. So there's some similarity to these two cases. That's how it comes into this daf. Bomine Rabchi barovin, mirove, kikri olech, vnosno lo, bamatona mal, kikri omoloi, ki isei b'shusei osa. The kikri b'oid sha kikar shaloi mash. The kikri means called man it's mine. Avala acha shenosno, ki min de lehavi shaloi mutabo. Haidum alecho malay, vilavi shavi hegdish, tochi kamalay. Zu shi achshav kikri, this is now kikri, asur alecho loyla. Obavadai pshitele l'rabchia v'heiche sh'nosan madhe kikeze l'odamache. What'll be if he gives it to someone else? Muta hamudaboy. That's for sure. That means if Reuven told Shimon, kikri olecho, And then Reuven gave this kikah to Levi. So that's poshut that Shimon is allowed to get it from Levi. Mutar hamudaboy. Duch desnal lekamon bepeik hashutfim. Beis cho she'ani nichnas. If a person makes a neder, I won't enter your house. Sot cho she'ani lekeich. I will not purchase your field. Meis. So what happens if the Baal HaBayis died? Or he sold the house to someone else. Muta, so it's muta. Alme, kol heiched the afsike acher shori. So we see klo. If I say beischo, it means kozman, it's your house. If you sold it, it's not beischo anymore. So memel is a kteran. So if you said kikri olecho and I'll sell it to someone and then you'll purchase it from that person, it's zicha muta. The time of the miboy hochem mishum delay avsekeyachem, because there was no one in between. The mimada lemudah kosi, and it went straight from the mother to the mother. So here we could say kikri olecha means, that means from kikri it shouldn't go to you. Let's be patient with the ktoni. Mochon la'acher, this din, beis choshani nichnas. So when is it mochon la'acher muta? Mashma ha mochon limuda rosa. So we see klo, we can be patient to shayla. Lesson. Vika la'meimashim de boila misnesei for the hirtzagreis. Bayis ze shani nichnas. Sode ze shani loikeya. Meis, so there he didn't answer. He answered this bias, this other. Meis or shemochon lachal also. The hosam nokat achal lerabuse. That means even though there is mochon lachal, afopikin, since the issa was bias, so there's it. So the din is, it is also. Mishumoch, he claimed the Noket Reishan Amila Acher Vulav Davke Duhu Adin Loi. So here, the Dawidi Chapton Acher to tell me that Acher is Mutter could be Lav Davke Acher. I feel like he shows it to him will also be Mutter. But he Chapton Acher because of the safe, and the safe is a refus. I feel a moch lamach. Vehiksho Rashbam Zal. Maika Meboile Rabchia Barov. What is the Shaila? Must listen, it's a Mishnah. This Nan Bepirkin, Hamuda Hanome Chaveiroi, Ve'en Loi Mayoichal. Hoylach Eitzel Chenveni Horogel Atzloi. Is this, the Rotbi Megashim Dinyin, Reuven, was mother Shimon from Hanor. Now, Shimon doesn't have a teeth. It's a bit like geschäft. Reuven would like to give him teeth, but there's a problem. Hoylech eitzel chenveni orogel etzloi v'oymaloi ploini muda Hanor mimeni. That Shimon cannot have Hanor from me. V'eini yedei me'esle. What can I do for him? I can't give him because he's muda Hanor mimeni. So the heavenly held an Isaac. He hears the problem. So the heavenly gives Shimon. And then he goes and takes some Reuven. Reuven never made him a shliach, and the heavenly is not doing it b'shlichus. But he understood from Reuven that Reuven would very much want that the heavenly should give. He understood from Reuven that Reuven would be asking him to take from Reuven. The heavenly could take from Shmuel's mother. Hoya mahalach b'midbo, noisin la'acher. We made him a machem, nechal asel, and he's mafkir. V'hosom v'aday lo'i ba'oymer nechosom eilu alecho. It can't be speaking about he asked these nechosom. He gave me philapse to keyach and ami yose. Hele v'aday ba'oymer nechsi alecho. Not nechosom eilu, nechsi. And we see claw that it has to go through a third person. So we have an offene Mishnah that if I said that he now have a no from minor chosim, the only way out is it should go to the acha, but for me to give it to you is also. There it's speaking about that he said you can't have hano from me. That's the problem. There he can't give him a matona 100% because he said that you can't have hano from me. So if I'm giving you a matona, you're having hano from me. He didn't ask, you can't have hano from me. You can't have hano from my kikah. So the shaila is, if I said you can't have hano from my kikah, does that mean, does that include also I can't give you this kikah, but that's shot in the issa? Or no, the issa is kozman, it's kikri. So the Gemara says, omalei pshite. So Rabbi answered him, it's poshit. The av al gav the yove nele b'matona also. The iloi, if you'll say that maton is mutem, alecho lafuki mai. Why, for what purpose is he making the nether? My lafuki digon the bignet with me. He wants to say that he will steal it, he can't have enough from it. But me, a claim of Avi, the Avogav, the Yovi, Nelly, the Matan, also love Kikre, the Eloi, Lazy, and you know, so love. Or my Navke, Lay, Mini, Sura, Ereboicha, Kikre, Shaloy, Ubishu, Se, Kozman, the Kikre's mine, and so it's lost, Leo. Shay, Yosef, Aina, Tula, it's my Kikre, so it's something, no problem. Let some Emele, Belekel, Emele, Shimachi, also, Mishim, Dimigna, Vimine, Titzra, Lay, the lack of the masik adaita ochi, a person would think yen is a ganev, and that's why he made a nether. A levad lochi osli, kadesh la yapse boy sheyitmle. That's some of Shandisa. But he knew yen is a nuch, and he's gonna nuch him, please give me, and I have to give him. So that's why he said, kiki yolecho, that fakel. So that means to include that afilo, I'll give it to you, it's philos. Yeah. Or else, what's pshat the soul nether? Omalei lafuki di asmenei alo. Kloima. Loi lamei maloch di yoglei b'matone shoyelei. No, could be kikri alecha means kozman, it's my kikri. And if I'll give it to you, so it's not my kikah, so do you mean to us? Aye, so what, so in which case is it negeya this is, if he invited him to eat by him titzale, ishata nami kikrayi, then it's also his kikah. So this is Amir de Keran. Now let us appreciate what the Ran is saying over here. Ran is saying that when Reuven invites Shimon to eat by him and he gives him a meal, so when Shimon is eating, whose food is Shimon eating? Shimon is eating Reuven's food. When I put food down for an oirech, and I invite someone to eat by me, and I give him food, so whose food is he eating? He's eating my food. Amir de Keran. There is a shaila, the Sfasemis and Sukkah Klel's the shaila. This is a very shrivdike shaila. that a person has oichim by the seder, and everyone eats matzah. So mitzvah to eat matzah. The Ram, the Rosh says in Masechtas Pesachim that you need matzascha. It has to be your matzah. Now, when it comes to lulav, everybody knows the first day sukkahs, you want to be yaitz with the enemy's lulav, cook me nibbah, you give me, you makna me, I'm a ton of manas la'azah, v'yedereinah is the chalam, you need lochem, and me'mele, I'm a ton of manas la'azah, that everyone knows. When it comes to matzahs, cholam from azazah, there's matzahs on the table, so everyone takes a matzah. So we have here Aran. Aran says over here that when someone eats the asmenei, when you invite someone, you have no intentions of giving it to him. He's eating yours. Agavuche, I just like to mention one nekuda. There's a Rashi. The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Masechtas Pesachim. And Rav Choftesa Madalev, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said that according to Rav Yehuda learns out Seir da Achila Miseir de Rie, Maseir de Rie shel Iyat Horoye, Aval At Horoye shel Achair. Afsir dachila sholcho yata oichel avata oichel shalachay. This is a memre of Rav Ache b'shem Rabbi Alibed Rabbi Yehuda. Zot Rashi in Masechtas Pesachim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like you're allowed to have in your house chomet shalakum, you're allowed to eat chomet shalakum. In Pesach. Taisvis asks Akasha and Rashi, what do you mean allowed to eat chomet shalakim? Efshe shloyiye shaloi bishas achila. Dim nosan loy hanochi areyu shaloi. How is a shaykh chomet shalakim if the guy gave it to him? So mele it says, so there's no such thing as chomet. If he stole it, so it's chay b'chay. How is a shaykh chomet shalakim? So Taisvis is chaylik and Rashi. So Trabal Chono, Ayin Beran, the Meseches Nedorim, Taflamedal Damit Beis, Rashi is Moiradik. Look in Beran. Beran says, when you invite someone to eat, you're eating his, not eating yours, you're eating his. So Mela Rashi is Moiradik. So Ravach Abayakib is saying, if you're eating a goy's chomets, so you're allowed. It's not yours, it's the goy's eating the goy's chomets. As is the Tabuchon, Fakad Rashi is meredik with this hand. Fakad, we have to know how Tais is lamshat na Gemara. Maybe Tais is a different mahalach in the Gemara. And that's only a shtickle pella, the Ran and Psochem also asked this Kash and Rashi. So this is Taka problem. Of all people, Beran, Haich Efshe Shloyiye Shloy B'Shas Achilo. This is the Ran's Kasha. So the Ran is Zichishvel. I thought perhaps Pshat is, Dim Rebino wants to say that, The Pshat and Taisvis Kashin, Pshat and Daran, and the male will be Pshat and Daran's Kashin, Taisvis also knew our Gemara Nedorim. That means we find by Bal Yeroe, a Goyrim Lemomen is also called Shaloi. That means if I'm a Kabbal Achayis, so my male it's Goyrim Lemomen, that's also called Shaloi. So my male, So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, a chomet shenat oiver bal yero, you're allowed to eat. A chomet that I have a schus achila to eat should not be less than a goyim lamomet, just like kabbalas achayis is called shaloi. So if it's chusay achila, it should also be called shaloi lagabi bal yiroa. That's how the Rebbeinu says pshat. Al koponim eistes, we have here amoyer de keran, that the Ran tells us that when a person is invited by someone else, agavuch adetsim shaylam desfasem metachsim achayinim anasei, since everyone knows that in the back of the minds, they know that by matzi you need shaloi, so it's like an umdene, here he's makne. He says, Aran is speaking about, stamazay, if I invite someone, I have no intentions to be makne. There's also gewaltike nafkemine, if a guest can take some food and be mekadosh anisha with it, if it's his and not his. According to the Aran, I never gave it to you, you only have a right to eat it. But there's a svara to say that since the mitzvah is machayiv shaloi, so there's an umdena anansadi, he was inviting him, he zichom wants him to be yoyz to the mitzvah of matzah shmure, so there's an umdena that the machne, and he isn't in it to be kaine. Others taka say it's better taka to make a maisa kinyan. Just one more ha'or I'd like to mention in Ayelus HaShacham. We had a shaila in the Gemara. He said, Kikri Olecha. So, there's a thought that it's also after becomes yours also. So, Ayelus HaShacham's Ma'ira, we see from this, like this is a klal. And ein odom oisa al chaveroi, something that's not shaloi. I can asa on myself dovo that's not shaloi. I want to asa on someone else, I can only asa on someone else something that belongs to me. So even though the isa over here is nimshach after it's not mine anymore. Kikri olecha we're saying is also to you even though when it becomes ois kikri. But since when I'm making the neder, it's kikri, so I'm bekoich to aser it, even when it'll become ois kikri.